Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Hello and welcome to everyone. I'm Dr. Stephanie Stanfield, and I am bringing you this Blog Talk Radio show live from Glenwood Springs, Colorado on Thursday. I do apologize for last week. I had internet problems and they were intermittent enough and I couldn't find a working internet to do my show. So I do apologize for not having a show posted last week. However, thank you for staying with me and hanging in there with me and listening. My loyal listeners or my loyal audience, I just can't thank you enough. I'm grateful that you're here. I'm grateful that you take the time to listen. And because you keep returning, I assume that you are finding this information valuable. I want to let you know that my team and I are dedicated to inform and inspire you with health-related topics that are leading edge and contain information that is helpful for you to live a more stress-free, relaxing, and peaceful life. We are live here on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday afternoon from 2 p.m. Mountain Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, and hopefully we won't have any more technical problems that will prevent us from going live. Thank you so much again. I really do appreciate it. It was an interesting week last week, and I found that something that I understood about positive affirmations and why they don't seem to work for some people was brought to light. So that's the name of the show. Positive affirmations create stress. Stress Buster Secret number 61. So we've got more than a full year together under our belts. And again, thank you so much. So I was watching a local radio channel, and they had a little feature segment on practicing mindfulness. And they get things across the wire all the time that come in from different places and those types of things. And this apparently came through King Soopers, and they talk a little bit, and it says copyright 2016 KUSA, so I want to give them credit for this. But they talk about a mindfulness practice, and they draw heavily upon Jon Kabat-Zinn for some of their information. I thought this week's quote might be well interspersed between part of the segment. So I have some power thought cards from Louise Hay, and Louise Hay is really well known and very famous for positive affirmations and using positive affirmations in your life. We'll get to why they don't work here in just a minute, but I'll start out with saying, loving others is easy when I love and accept myself. Loving others is easy when I love and accept myself. Well, that sounds like a pretty good positive affirmation. Maybe I will use that for my positive affirmation for today. And then I kind of wonder by the end of the day what happened to it and how it got lost, because it sounds like a really good one. And let's explain a little bit more about why positive affirmations may not be as effective as we want them to be. So I'll pop back into the Nine News story about the practice of mindfulness. Practicing presence can be realized by implementing positive daily rituals. A map quest is what they say, to take you from stressed to blessed. I kind of like that idea, a map quest. However, you're the one that has your landmark points and figures out whether or not you've been successful in reaching destination points, or I know when we travel, we have points of interest along the way. So a map quest. And they talk about one of the things that you can do is a media fast from all screens. In other words, shut down your TV, computer monitor, cell phone daily for about an hour, maybe even longer. They say that meditate. Researchers share this daily practice may be the most effective and efficient means to gain focus, self-control, and presence. And I like that meditation is second in this map quest. Eat and eat well. Eating whole chemical-free foods in a quiet place and just eating or being with friends, allowing you to be mindful and appreciative of what you put in your mouth. Master single tasking and let other balls you are juggling fall. In other words, when I'm doing my Blog Talk radio show with you right here, right now, I'm not doing anything else. And I hope that when you listen, you get the greatest value from the radio show by not doing anything else. They've actually done some studies that multitasking is not an effective way of accomplishing things and being mindful. Before you go to bed, turn presence into prayer by writing in your gratitude journal. Science says gratitude fosters high-quality sleep and peace-filled presence. And all of these are wonderful. And when I watched the new show that they came on, they actually had the order different than what this is. They had the order of think a positive thought every day, which for me is similar to an affirmation. And then, single track, and then eat, and then drink water, and let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then meditate. And as I was watching that TV show, I thought, well, that sounds pretty good, because I watch the show for weather, and this happened to come on, a lot of their feature stories come on, right before weather was put on the show. So I'm listening to this, and I'm thinking, boy, that's a great idea. But in my experience, I found, for me, and other people have mentioned to me, that positive affirmations just don't seem to work. Positive affirmations just don't seem to work. So why is that? So I began doing a little bit of research, and there's a new study that's come out recently that says just thinking positively does not change thought processes or behavior. Whoa. Okay. And I've read some things about why positive affirmations don't work, but they didn't have the same information that this study had in it. So I'll share just a brief synopsis from the study with you and tell you how it dovetails in with why positive affirmations might not work. So what are positive affirmations or positive thoughts? We've often talked about energy following intention. And intention, a conscious intention is usually considered a thought. Unconscious intention or a subconscious intention happens all the time, whether we're aware of what we're thinking, feeling, or being or not. It's happening whether we're aware or not. So that's where the value of that third self-healing skill of awareness comes in. So the statement that we started the show with, loving others is easy when I love and accept myself. The study says that if you are not fully committed, maybe, to the positive thought, it becomes one of several 100,000 that you have throughout the day. And there's nothing that has it stand out or make it special. And so if you only read one positive affirmation in a day and you don't do anything else with it, it probably will not become oriented or action potential for your nervous system and for your behavior. Besides, how do you measure loving others when you love yourself? How can you figure out whether or not you did that? Do you take out a love measurement tool and say, oh, I was really successful in loving myself today? And we come back to the news story where they talked about single tasking and writing journals and those types of things. Sometimes those are very effective tools for measuring how successful you were. But in the lack of success, those positive affirmations can turn into a negative for you. And you begin saying, well, I didn't love myself enough today. I'm really upset with myself. I must not feel like I deserve to love myself. And it becomes now a weapon of sabotage and abuse, self-abuse. Positive affirmations, for me, need to be created and intended in a very mindful, aware, and present moment way. So what can you do to actually begin thinking positively so that you get the best results from it? Well, let's read another power card here. I turn every experience into an opportunity. I turn every experience into an opportunity. This ties into some of the ways that these positive affirmations can actually begin a negative thought process in mind-body. Say, well, I don't turn every experience into an opportunity. Sometimes I get caught up in the experience. Sometimes I just don't learn from the experience. Sometimes I repeat it over and over again, and why am I repeating this? I don't even like it, and I'm repeating it. Why am I doing this? And we'll come back into, let's not ask why questions, because why kind of takes us down the rabbit hole, and we create a story to support what we think is actually going on instead of being present and fully present to what we know is going on, okay? So positive affirmations creating stress and this practicing mindfulness, how do they fit together? So that you get kind of the best bang for your buck. What makes the brain or your limbic system negate positivity? If you've listened to previous radio shows, you know the answer in a lot of different ways. First of all, you might have your reptilian brainstem, which is your stimulus response part of the brain, trained to see a positive stimulus and actually turn it into a negative response in your nervous system and in mind-body. You might have trained it that way so that you begin to see positivity in actually opposite ways of being positive, directly into negativity. Because remember that reptilian brainstem, its function and reliability in that function is to keep you safe. And the reptilian brainstem probably overrides a tendency to relax and feel positive because that might mean that you are not alert and feeling aware of danger. And the amygdala may get really hyper aroused when you start thinking positive, because you're waiting for the other shoe to drop, and you're really beginning to think then negatively, because it's like the brain functions in a simple feedback loop when you're highly stressed. And if you're working to pull yourself out of stress by thinking positive thoughts, but there's nothing around to support it or give it context, you can actually increase your negativity. Well, it looks like we're about ready for our commercial midways. And just remember that the audio for the Calm Moms free report is no longer available. And you can sign up for the Calm Mom free webinar. We'll be back in just a moment.
Stress is so common in our fast-paced society right now, we don't realize how much it depletes us and how much time and energy we spend just trying to get through our day. What if you knew ways to manage your stress and your energy so that you would have more energy at the end of every day? Did you know that with a little help and information on the Calm Moms free report, you can begin relieving your stress? Start feeling more peaceful right away. Get your life back on track and become more efficient with your time and time management. Relieve pain. And this is important for moms and their children. Have fewer doctor visits and suffer less from illness. You can sign up for this Calm Moms free report on www.makingshiftshappen.com/calm-moms-free-report. Go to Making Shifts Happen right now and register for this life-changing free report. Remember, this life-enhancing report is absolutely free. And as a special bonus, if you act right now, you'll be sent an audio of the main tips to remind you of how to be peaceful and calm. This Calm Moms free report in audio is a limited time offer, so act right now to get your special bonus.
And we're back. Thank you so much for staying with me through that commercial. And I talked about some of the activity of the brain that negates positivity because it feels like you are more vulnerable to being attacked and being killed when your mind-body might react negatively to some of the positive chemicals and hormonal substance and molecules of emotions that are produced in a feel-good state. So one of the other things in this power is my work is deeply fulfilling. My work is deeply fulfilling. As I am with these positive statements and I am looking to create a feeling being state that resonates with the card, I have habituated and kept high levels of stress hormones flowing throughout mind and body, flowing everywhere, flowing through my energy system, flowing through all aspects of my life, I really can't conceive of my work being deeply fulfilling. It would be extremely foreign and negative at that point. So there are parts that will reject level. Remember, the intelligence of the cells is created by the environment, and if they have a stressful environment, absence of stress may cause those cells to actually be stressed and produce stress hormones until you begin new habits and new positive ways of being. So what are some of my favorite affirmations? Some of my favorite affirmations are, I'm creating a mind-body that is positive in all ways. And that sounds too general. Again, it's not measurable. It's not evaluatable. I can't figure out whether or not I achieved it in 24 hours. One of the things that my mind-body likes is measurable results that I can say, yes, I did achieve that, or no, I didn't achieve that. And when I work with people on setting intention statements or affirmations, the intention statements come out of the category of affirmations in that they are evaluatable, believable, measurable, achievable in 24 hours. If I say a positive affirmation like my work is deeply fulfilling, if I do not understand what that is and I just thought it once or twice, it can actually hurt me rather than help me. And so how do I get an affirmation like my work is deeply fulfilling to help me? Well, instead of just one time a day, I would post it for the day where I see it regularly, or I carry it with me, or I'd remind myself to put it on my calendar so every time I looked on the calendar there it would be, because even subconsciously, if I'm not consciously taking it in, it's still active for me. And then I would say, is this measurable? Well, not really, unless I do some things that help me measure it. So we come back to not multitasking, writing something in a journal, being fully present and aware. And then I would like to bring the idea of meditation to the top of the list that's in the 9 News Practicing Mindfulness. Because if I'm in a meditative place, and I can actually be doing things. I had a client the other day who said, I just don't have time to meditate. I just don't have time to meditate. And then the very next day, there's an article in our local newspaper, the Post Independent, that said, doing housework mindfully or something along those lines. And it talked about, the Zen and the Art of Dishwashing was the name of it. And it says that if you bring mindfulness to everything that you do throughout the day, you are actually meditating. And that, again, is a single focus. I'm washing the dishes right now. I'm feeling the temperature of the water. I'm feeling the soap. I'm feeling the dirty dish. I'm feeling the clean dish. I'm seeing. I'm smelling. And I'm evoking all of my senses in that experience. And that's mindful or Zen and the Art of Dishwashing. And if I'm meditating, I become aware of what my thoughts are. And I can actually think a thought. And I can say, is this thought helping me or hurting me? And if I have decided that my work is deep fulfilling, it doesn't have to be a job. It can be dishwashing. It can be running the vacuum. And if I have brought mindfulness into it, then I can begin to really deeply live this affirmation. Because I am fully present to it. I'm mindful of it, and in that present momentness, I am fulfilled. So the more present moment I bring into my life, the more fulfilled I am. And I can look at this card at the end of the day and say, yes, my life was significantly impacted by this positive affirmation. How can you tell if affirmations are working? Let's introduce another one from your power thought card. I am deeply fulfilled by all that I do. If I'm not present to it, if I'm not bringing all of who I am, there is no fulfillment in what I do. And I can't remember from one minute to the next what I did. So someday, I usually water my plants every Sunday, whether they need it or not. And this Sunday, I said, okay, I'll water my plants. And then I didn't do it. I actually didn't do it. And I said, oh, gosh, Sunday night, have I watered my plants or didn't I water my plants? Oh, and it sounds like such a simple thing. But because I bring mindfulness to it, I could run through the day and say, no, I didn't water the plants. I will do it on Monday. Well, I walked by my plants this morning. And because I wasn't present when I set that intention, here's just something that says, okay, not today, tomorrow. Here it is Thursday, and I still haven't watered my plants. So after work today, those plants are going to get a healthy drink of water because I have spent time with that thought. I have remembered. I have set an intention to do that, and my nervous system is not going to let me rest until I've watered those plants. Isn't that wonderful? When you actually set a clear intention and you're fully present when you set it, and you even imagine little bits and pieces of how you're going to do it and what time you're going to do it and how good you're going to feel doing it, those positive affirmations or those good intentions actually work. they don't cause negativity. They don't cause you to come back and create a lot of negative reactions and responses because you actually did it. You actually had a fulfilling day because you brought more of yourself into the day. So, again, the four self-healing skills and getting very quiet and being mindful help positive affirmations work in your favor rather than working against you. And after all, isn't that what you are wanting them to do? You're wanting to feel good. You're wanting to love others and love yourself. And you can find ways to do that if you're present to what your intention is. If your intention is to get through the day as fast as possible with little awareness so that you can come home at night and just veg in front of the TV, that's not a very fulfilling day. And you could have positive affirmations throughout your day and still not have the benefit of them because your most mindful, most energetic, most kind of billboardy intention is to just get through the day, just get through the day, no matter what. So be aware of your intentions, because whether they're positive or negative, they will come true for you if you have turned a cow path into a superhighway by thinking about them, habituating them, not being fully present to them, being a million miles away while you're doing them, because when you're a million miles away, there's no one home to receive the benefit. So I'm off now because not only do I turn every experience into an opportunity, I'm going to have an experience of going and doing a sewing class this weekend with a friend of mine. And I'm really looking forward to it. It's something I've never done before, even though I've sewn since I was 10 years old. This is a class that I really am interested in doing, and I think it's going to be great fun. So that's what I'm doing all weekend long. I am going to be fulfilled at all that I do in this class. I'm going to go in there and just drink it all in like a thirsty man in the middle of a desert. I'm just going to drink in this wonderful experience and spend a great day with a friend of mine doing it. Let's see. I think I'll end with, I turn every experience into an opportunity. And let's see, what tool for today? I think I gave you a bunch. I think I gave you a whole bunch. But we'll just come back into mindfulness. Bring all of who you are to the things that you do so your life is more joyful, more positive, more fulfilling, and more memorable. You actually get to remember what you did instead of just rushing through it with the only and the simple-minded intention of getting through it. Really fully bring all of who you are to everything you do, and let's kind of leave that multitasking off. Thank you so much for joining us. I really look forward to your comments at info@makingshiftshappen.com. And I would encourage you to look into the Calm Moms program. That's all for today.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. To learn more or to reach out to Dr. Steph, please visit makingshiftshappen.com. And join us again next time.